Aftershocks continue to plague the residents of the western Indian state of Gujarat more than 2 weeks after a massive earthquake killed tens of thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands of others have lost their homes and their livelihoods. Though shelters for the survivors remain in short supply, food and medicine are now plentiful, and the people of Gujarat are starting to plan for the future. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bhuj.
2 weeks after the killer quake, Gujarat is taking the first tentative steps towards re-establishing some sense of normality. Freight trains are now running again, making it easier to get supplies to those who need them, and larger towns are now full of food and medical supplies donated by local charities and foreign aid agencies. In Bhuj, the carts of the sabjiwalas, the vegetable sellers, are piled high with a dizzying array of fresh vegetables, purple eggplant, bright red tomatoes, peas, carrots, and cauliflower. Just a week ago, there was little food and few shops were open. Now, there are few that aren't. With their homes destroyed and water still scarce, many women still bring their laundry to the lake in the center of Bhuj. They use bars of blue wheel soap with power shine to scrub the clothes on flat stones, beating them clean with flat wooden spoons. 2 weeks ago, these women looked grim and spoke little as they worked. Now they laugh and tease each other in the warmth of the morning sun. The famed entrepreneurial spirit of the Gujaratis is evident on the streets of Bhuj, where teenage boys whack away at a pile of debris, separating metal support rods from slabs of concrete. They'll get about 5 cents a pound for the scrap iron, and there are many more people like these teenagers around too, salvaging anything that can bring a few rupees, in the process, helping with the cleanup too. In the Bidbazar section of Bhuj's old city, there are few buildings left standing, but workers dig patiently in a mountain of debris, pulling out 10-pound bags of sugar from under the rubble of what was once a warehouse. B.C. Parak, a burly wholesaler who lost his stock and his warehouse, is undaunted by the challenge of rebuilding.
We'll start from scratch, sir. We'll do something. In such disasters, Almighty will give us strength, sir. So we will survive, somehow. We may not be strong physically, but our minds are very strong. And we have inherent strength to overcome our hurdles, sir. That I know for sure.
Mitro, zalzalo ek aadi kudrati aafat hai.
At All India Radio Bhuj, the studios don't work, but AIR is on the air with public service announcements about how to purify drinking water and demolition times for condemned buildings. The announcers sit at a makeshift console in the lobby of the building close to the street, ready to bolt for the door if aftershocks threaten to pull down their shaky structure. Senior announcer Kamal Nialani, a 25-year veteran, proudly boasts that AIR was off for just a few minutes after the quake before they assembled their makeshift studio and got a generator working, helping relay messages to various relief teams. The International Red Cross head of mission in Bhuj, Halvar Lauritsen, says he is surprised and impressed by the Gujarati people's resilience and resourcefulness in the face of adversity.
If we compare this with the Turkey operation last year, I mean, it was an earthquake of about the same magnitude, I would guess. They are recovering much, much quicker here than in Turkey. But when I arrived here on Saturday, the day after the earthquake, it was a complete chaos here. I mean, it was really a chaos. People were running around absolutely shocked. Things are coming a bit more on track here now, and somehow life goes on the future, and then they are ready to start from scratch again.
Sandhya Vikram Ganatra is not starting from scratch. Her house was one of the few that sustained only light damage, and she is grateful that things are returning to what she calls normal. Her house is across the street from one of the temporary crematoriums here, which, shortly after the quake, was burning hundreds of bodies a day. In the evening, she says, she would see the sparks from the bonfires rising swiftly into the dark sky, and she would tell her son to look away. There are far fewer bodies being burned there now, and she says, despite the enormous damage done here, no reason to think about moving elsewhere.
It's very quiet place, nothing. We have no fear of anything in this area. Even at night, if we open the door and sleep, then we don't have much fear of robbers and all, like other cities and all that. So we are all here, all our family, all our relatives here. We can't leave Kutch.
Hundreds of thousands of people remain homeless, but the weather is turning warmer, and that will help those still without shelter. And aid workers say the threat of epidemic, though still present, is becoming more remote. Officials say it will take years for all the homes destroyed in Gujarat to be rebuilt, but things are slowly getting better, and the people here are looking ahead. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bhuj, Gujarat.